Hello, 通勤家族 ，Welcome to 15 Minutes.Today， 通勤学英语，我是 John 老师。在今天节目开始之前，提醒大家要到 Apple Podcast 给我们五星评分以及留言，帮通勤学英语灌溉成长的养分。不论你是喜欢我们的每日跟读单元 Vocab Intense， 还是 Look Back Sunday 的节目，都非常欢迎大家每日给自己15分钟提升英语力。Now let's get started.Find no benefit to time-restricted eating. The weight loss idea is appealing. Limit your eating to a period of 6 to 8 hours each day, during which you can have whatever you want. Studies in mice seem to support so-called time-restricted eating, a form of the popular intermittent fasting diet. Small studies of people with obesity suggested it might help shed pounds. But now,A one-year study in which people followed a low-calorie diet between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. or consumed the same number of calories anytime during the day has failed to find an effect. The bottom line, said Dr. Ethan Weiss, a diet researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, there is no benefit to eating in a narrow window. The study published in the New England Journal of Medicine,was led by researchers at Southern Medical University in Guangzhou, China, and included 139 people with obesity. Women ate 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day, and men consumed 1,500 to 1,800 calories daily. To ensure compliance, participants were required to photograph every bit of food they ate and to keep food diaries.Both groups lost weight, an average of about 14 to 18 pounds, but there was no significant difference in the amounts of weight lost with either diet strategy. There also were no significant differences between the groups in measures of waist circumference, body fat, and lean body mass. The scientists also found no differences in such risk factors as blood glucose levels, sensitivity to insulin,blood lipids, or blood pressure. These results indicate that caloric intake restriction explained most of the beneficial effects seen with the time-restricted eating regimen, Weiss and his colleagues concluded. Christopher Gardner, director of nutrition studies at the Stanford Prevention Research Center, said he wouldn't be surprised if time-restricted eating nonetheless worked on occasion.Almost every type of diet out there works for some people, he said. But the take-home supported by this new research is that when subjected to a properly designed and conducted study, scientific investigation, it is not any more helpful than simply reducing daily calorie intake for weight loss and health factors.
Thanks for tuning in.记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同勤学英语 ，Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。